Today's episode is brought to you by WorldwideGolfShops.com. Look, I don't know if you guys have heard, but 2020 has been one of the weirdest years ever, but also one of the best golf years ever for the industry. And WorldwideGolfShops.com has all of the great gear from all of the top brands, including training aids, apparel, and accessories, everything that you need to get you on the course and playing a little bit better. So go out to WorldwideGolfShops.com today.
You're listening to the Golf Unfiltered Podcast, your source for in-depth interviews with the biggest names, brands, and personalities in golf. Our mission? To keep you informed and help you enjoy the game even more. And now, the owner and host of the Golf Unfiltered Podcast, Adam Fonseca.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Golf Unfiltered Podcast. I am your host, as always, Adam from golfunfiltered.com. Follow us all over social media at Golf Unfiltered. You can go ahead and send me an email, adam@golfunfiltered.com. You guys know that we are big fans of our friends over at Cleveland, Srixon, and Zegzio. Be sure to go out and check out all their new stuff, including the exciting new ZX irons. We talked about those in the last show. Make sure you want to go and grab those as well. Folks, today we bring on Mr. Pete Charleston. He is a return guest. He is from Golf Logics, where the first time we chatted, probably a few months ago by now, we chatted a little bit more about their incredible software that you can download on Apple iPhone, Android, pretty much any smartphone available that helps you not only, you know, play the game a little bit better thanks to their GPS capabilities, their putt breaks, the green reading software and technology. But today we kind of spin things a little bit around. We talk about a new product that is absolutely fantastic, not only in its simplicity, but also in its usability. And we're going to dive deep into today's conversation about that product. So sit back and relax. I hope you enjoy this conversation with Mr. Pete Charleston from Golf Logics. Today's episode is also brought to you by the Ben Hogan Golf Equipment Company. No big hype, no big price, but definitely a big deal. Take advantage of their factory direct model where you cut out the middleman and get the best products shipped to your door direct from the company. They've got a demo program to try out their products before you buy, a trade-up program to get these clubs in your hands even quicker, and special financing where you can split your payment into four to make these clubs even more affordable. Go to benhogangolf.com to learn more. That's right, folks. Welcome back to the show. I'm very excited to welcome on for the second time Mr. Pete Charleston of Golf Logics. Pete, it's great to speak with you again about an exciting new product that is definitely unique in this very high-tech age. How are you today, sir?
Good, Adam. How you doing? Thanks for having me back on.
Absolutely, sir. I'm doing all right, all things considered. We were talking a little bit beforehand before we got going here. It's a crazy world out there, Pete. You holding up okay?
You know, we're fortunate enough here in Scottsdale where at least it's sunny every day. So that makes it a little easier. And we're going into season. We paid for it and we burn up all summer, but now it's 75 and sunny. So it's nice.
Yeah, we managed to get a nice slight dusting of snow. Listeners, apologies for the dog in the background, the joys of working from home. But yeah, we got snow on the ground now. And so, I think our golf season is just about over here in Chicagoland, but it's good that things are nice and sunny over by you.
Well, come on down any time.
All right. So to talk today a little bit about an exciting new product that I have had the chance to play with a few times now. And I got to tell you, this is one of the most fun products I've used in its simplicity, but also in the amount of detail that's in it. What I'm talking about here, folks, is the Green Maps and Yardage book offered by Golf Logics. And so first and foremost, I've got one in my hand here. And listeners, we're on video talking to each other, so you can't see this. But when you think of Golf Logics, Peter, when our listeners think of that, they're thinking of probably the smartphone app. They're thinking of, you know, some gadgets and some tech. And now we're talking about a physical, like plastic and paper yardage book. So I got to know, where was the idea where this came from? What did that meeting look like and how did it sound?
So you're so right. You know, we're a tech company. We're a software company. We're the first company to do a handheld GPS device back in, you know, early 2000s. And we're the first company to do a GPS app for the smartphones. And, you know, we're the first company to create this really cool putting data, but for our app. And we're out for a couple of years and we started getting this feedback from our members saying, hey, I love your app. I keep track of my scores and stats. I love all this new stuff you have, but I don't love taking my phone to the green sometimes. And can I just print it? And we got enough of those requests that we're finally like, you know, maybe we'll try this. And so I laugh about it. We kind of went back to the future, right? We went from like this, you know, hardcore software, and all of a sudden now we've got this actual paper book, like a printed custom paper book that sits in your back pocket. So it's been a super fun product launch.
And so just to kind of add some context, and listeners, you'll be able to see in the show notes a link to what we're talking about along with the accompanying post. It's literally a yardage book, much like what you would see on the PGA Tour or LPGA, where they reach into their back pocket, like you said, they pull it out, they flip it open, and there it is. Every hole that you're playing on for the course that you're on. And before I get too deep into it, how many courses do you actually have that you can get a book mapped out?
So, yeah, for the it's the green contour data is the secret sauce that we have here. And we've got somewhere over 12,000 courses done in the U.S.
Wow.
So a lot of courses. Yeah, we've been hard at work for the last we're at 5 years now gathering data.
12,000 courses. And so it was interesting. So when I initially got the outreach, you know, I was asked, which courses do I want? And I said, well, you know, so I live by Cog Hill. So I got, you know, Dubs Dread, and then Ruffled Feather is a course that's just down the street. I didn't think, you know, I'll give it a shot. And sure enough, you've got one for Ruffled Feathers too, which is really the place that I play the most often. And I got to say, it is extremely detailed. And I have to also think, though, in that first meeting when you were talking about, well, how do we make this into a book? You were probably thinking, well, how will people be able to really intuitively understand how to read this thing and understand yardages and whatnot? How is that process like?
So you hit it straight on. Everything we try to do, whether it be our app or, you know, this you know, new green reading book, it's got to be easy, fast, and fun. You know, that's our motto. And so what you're seeing right now is probably our 20th revision of that book. You know, I mean, it's the dumb rule. Like, you know, we go out there, and if you can't show it to somebody and have them go, oh yeah, I totally get it, then you're like, oops, you know, we're dumb. I mean, we blew it. We didn't do it right. And we saw the PGA Tour players, this dates back to like 2014, 2015. There was a handful of players that were using these, and we're like, we couldn't figure out what they were doing. We knew they had their traditional yardage book out in the fairway, but what are they doing on the green? And so we finally were able to kind of get a look at one. I'm like, oh wow, they've got the green contours. Like, that's incredible. Like, that's the holy grail of putting, you know, understanding, you know, not having to truly be able to read the green, but being able to look at something that says, oh man, like, yeah, it's so obvious the putt goes slightly downhill moving to the right, but your brain just doesn't want to see it. And when we first launched, the arrows were too small, and people were complaining because, you know, like, I can't see close up anymore. You know, I'm 55, I'm 60 years old, I can't see close up. I'm like, okay, arrow's bigger. Yeah, I'm having a hard time telling where I am. Oh, you know what? We better make the area bigger. Let's show the bunkers and some surrounding hills around it so people can reference themselves. You know, we just went through all these little things and just kept making the book better and more intuitive. So theoretically, you should be able, I don't care how old you are or any experience with this stuff, you should be able to buy the book, walk out to your course or any course, open it up, and on the first hole, you're like, oh, I'm going to turn the book. Oh, yep, there's that bunker. Oh, mm-hmm. Right, my ball's here and the cup's here. Oh my God, I see it. The putt, like, and the arrow's pointing away from you, that means the putt's either slightly downhill. If the arrows are pointing at you, it means it's slightly uphill. If the arrows are pointing right or left, that's which way the ball breaks. You're like, oh. And it, even on your own home course, like, you know, I played my own private course, Arizona Country Club, hundreds of times. I still pull this book out 6, 7, 8 times around. Huh. And what it does is it gives you confidence. And even though I think I know the read, your ball is always in a different spot. The pins generally, you know, move around. And I think you've been out, you've played with it, and you're smiling right now. Like, it changes the way you think when you're on the green.
Everything you just described was exactly my experience with it. I have the first hole up right now of my home course. I'm looking at it, and I usually, again, a course I've played 100 times. I know how much I normally have into the green, but I put it through the stress test, and sure enough, there it is. You just, you know, and listeners, what you do is you just look at it. There's a nice grid pattern here for the overall flyover, I'll just call it, view, or the hole view. of the hole you're playing. And sure enough, there it was. There's the yardage I was. And I actually, you've probably done this too. I actually checked it with my rangefinder.
Yep.
And it was the same. I mean, maybe within a yard or two, but overall it was the same. And so the way that the layout is here is you've got the heat map, which is the contours that you were talking about. You've got the putt break, and then you've got the hole view. I mean, you've got everything you need in two pages on this thing. It's just really, it's wonderful, actually. It's just a wonderful product.
No, thank you. I can tell you're giddy about it, and I'm smiling as well. It's been such a fun deal. And, you know, we had to reach out to the USGA and, you know, get this approved. And so this is rules compliant. So whether it's your hardcore member where you have got a huge Calcutta, or you're playing in a, you know, junior golf event or high school or college, this book is 100% legal, and people can't give you crap if you win the tournament.
So the one thing you mentioned at the beginning of our conversation was people didn't want to go to the green and pull out their phone. I experienced that too. It was a little bit of whether I remembered to do it,
right,
versus kind of like the, is this another thing I want to spend time doing? For the voice of customer you've gotten using the green maps and yardage books, has that changed? Do people feel a little bit more comfortable looking at the book?
Absolutely. And there was actually a two-pronged thing. With the app, people love the data. And frankly, if you haven't, you know, checked out our app, you know, Golf Logics, it's pretty amazing because it does go to next level. So what the app does that the book doesn't do is the app, you walk up, you break that phone, and you basically tap your finger on the screen where the ball is, and you draw a line from where you are to where the cup is. And it runs a physics engine, aka like a Tiger Woods golf video game. And it actually tells you what the perfect putt is. So it's going to, instead of you having to interpret the data, it actually says aim here, which is, you know, 12 inches short, you know, a cup left. So it's really cool, but you start to get hooked on it, and then you leave your phone in the cart and you're annoyed because you don't want to waste time and go back and get the phone.
Right.
And so then you putt. So the great thing about the book is you're covered, right? It sits in your back pocket. You know, you're not going to forget it on any hole. So some putts, you don't need it. You got a 7-footer and, hey man, it's bang away. Let's hit it. But when you get up on that green and you know, you got a 22-footer and you're looking at it, and your eyes, sometimes they just don't see it. And whether you read it and you want to confirm it, or you read it and you're just unsure, it really, I feel like people attack me at first. So we launched this thing in May, kind of May, June timeframe. And I mean, some of my first interviews, people were like, oh, this is going to slow play. I can just see people standing out there and this and that. I'm like, I'm going to make you the inverse argument and say it's going to speed play. Yeah. Because now when I walk up to my ball, here's my routine. I mark my ball. I stand up. I immediately have that book. I'm already pulling it out as I'm walking to my ball. I turn the book to the orient it the way I'm looking. And I'm like, oh, there's the bunker. Yep. And I generally put my thumb where the ball is, and I just stick my index finger, you know, where I think the cup is. And I look in between there, and it just narrows right down. And you can just see those arrows just jump out off the page. And I now know with 100% certainty the putt's going right or left, or uphill or downhill. Now, there is some, we can get to later, there's a little, you know, the more you use it, you'll start to understand the subtleties of which, how is it moving, left edge, a cup, 2 feet.
Right.
And that's a part you kind of have to train yourself. But at the very least, you know which way the putt's breaking. And like I said, whether it's uphill or downhill. And you don't, what I find is I don't walk the ball, I don't walk the line anymore. I don't walk the left, I don't walk the right. I don't go behind, you know, on the other side of the pin to look back at it.
Yeah.
Because I know that I'm right, and the book is right. And all now what I've got to do is just putt.
Yeah. No, that's actually a really good point that I hadn't considered. I mean, it really does speed up play. I've noticed this as you were talking. I was thinking about just my experience with it. And you're absolutely right, because in comparison to the phone, for example, which everything you said about your app obviously is fantastic, and there are different customer bases or segments, I would imagine, who would prefer one over the other. One of the frustration points that I deal with, regardless of the app, is the fact that sometimes you close out the darn app.
Right.
You have to remember to pull it back up. The book, you don't have that issue. The other side about the book that I really enjoy is the fact that, hey, it's paper. You can make notes on it. You can make notes specific for yourself. that perhaps the functionality doesn't exist in an app like you could just by writing on it. Have you noticed other feedback like that from folks who may have made that jump away from, hey, you know what, the tech side of the game to something like this? Or would you say that a product like this complements another tech product that you offer?
What was really interesting is, and this is always the, you know, the roll of the dice and this guessing game when you launch a new product, and certainly a product that is so drastically different than what we do. You know, we go to this, you know, this hard copy, old school, been around since the 18th, since golf started. They've been making various yardage books. And we essentially digitized that and were able to secure data that they didn't have back then. And really, they didn't have 10 years ago at this level to be able to predict these putts. But yeah, it's just been a fascinating process.
So as this has been developed and as people are getting more involved in it, by the way, this makes a fantastic gift. Holiday season coming around. You just slip this into someone's stocking. They're going to love it. As this has gone out, what else have you heard regarding the reception? Has it been warmly received? Are you in golf courses? Can I go to a home course and find one of these on the pro shop counter?
So received, well received is an understatement. I mean, this thing came out of the gate like just an absolute rocket ship. We launched in May. You know, we didn't, because we were just, I mean, we created a whole print shop. You know, we put this in our building. Like, we built this, you know, we're not in the printing business, but we are now, and we figured it out. And we launched this thing, so we didn't want to do a lot of promotion to start. We kind of just, and it just went crazy, and we rolled into Father's Day. I mean, I can't tell you how many books, you know, myself, my partner, we're back there making ourselves. You know, it was really fun. You know, we were right in the sweating back there with everybody, and you know, until we got all of our, you know, the processes to be able to handle that kind of volume. But super well received. We the books are available, like we said, about 12,000 courses in the U.S. They can find them at golflogix.com, and then it says shop green books, and you can search your book. If we have your course, you can actually buy it right there. They're $40 for the books. And then what we really want to do is we want to sell them through the pro shops, because that's how we're going to sell the most. So, you know, we have a dedicated sales force that's out there, you know, actively, you know, calling, you know, the golf courses, we're, you know, the pro shops, we're sending out samples to the pro shops. You know, we probably sent out 7,000 or 8,000 courses worth of free samples. So, you know, anybody here that listens to this, you know, go in and ask your pro, and there's a great chance that your pro already has a sample. You know, and you can take a look at it. What we encourage them here, give it to your members, give it to the people that come play your course, your club champion, your average golfer that plays a lot of rounds, your guy that can't putt, you know, give it to that guy, you know, give him a putting lesson and say, hey, by the way, I'm going to help you with the putting stroke. And maybe part of your problem is you just can't read greens. I mean, I'm one of those guys. I didn't start playing golf till I was 30, right? I was a basketball player. I'm 6'5". You know, it's like golf was not in my, you know, bag of tools there. And that's one of the things I feel weakest at. I look at a putt. I've never seen a straight putt in my life. Everything has to come, goes to the left, goes to the right. And if you flip through your book, if you find, so we provide these heat maps, which are great from the approach view. They help you plan your approach shot. And this is what the pros do. But it really identifies the flatter areas and the steeper areas. And if you're lucky enough to have a putt where your ball and the cup are within a blue and white colored area, so if you flip through your book right now and you look at one of these putts, that putt is absolutely flat and straight. So at the worst case scenario, it's inside the cup.
Yeah.
So you can have like absolute confidence that you can aim for the center of the cup. You know, not like, oh no, I'm going to play a ball to the left. And those are the ones you actually hit a great putt and it rolls by and you're like, God, I struck it well.
Yeah.
It's just a misread.
That thing didn't break. Well, no duck.
It's dead straight. Yeah. And I saw, you held that up earlier and I was able to see that hole that you picked has a lot of, that's a big flat area on it. And that's when you're making your approach, you know, if you're lucky enough or good enough, when you're planning your approach, you want to try to land that ball on the side of the hole that's flat. That's what the good players do.
And that's what really helps with course management. That's going to help you lower your scores the fastest. A lot of people worry about beating balls on the driving range, but really it's just educating yourself, even with the course that you've played 100 times.
Yep. Yeah. That was our first kind of, everybody's like, oh, I wouldn't need this. You know, I'm a private core club member. Why would I need, I know my greens. Yeah. Well, we've sold 100 and something at my club, you know, and we've got a lot of courses that have moved 100 books to their members.
That's incredible.
And they're realizing like, oh, and mainly at the private clubs, that's where the most wagering's going on. Like, you know, if I've got a friendly wager out there and it all comes down the 18th hole and I don't have the read, how much am I going to pay to have a book just to pull it out and just to give me that confidence? And I got to tell you, the amount of three putts that you're going to save, it's just ridiculous. Like if I am so surprised now, if I three putt.
Yeah.
You see it now. There's nothing worse than standing behind that ball, making the wrong read. And because you made the wrong read, you have a 5-foot comeback. And now you just turn a par into, you know, a bogey. And you're like, you know, we're all weak, right? I mean, you can handle one of those, but when you do another one, you're like, and you start getting unsure of your putter, and then it just gets worse from there. So I would probably say this is 4, 5, 6, 7 strokes around, depending on, you know, your handicap level.
I would agree with that, actually. And listeners, I know you're hearing something like that and saying, okay, really? But no, really, that you could save yourself a lot just by educating yourself. And like what Pete was just mentioning, taking out doubt
right
is a big thing of it too, right? You don't want to cloud your mind with all those negative thoughts where it's like, it could go left. But really, you're using something that was developed for the purpose of educating you and really taking all that out.
It was really interesting. When we were doing our first tests, we grabbed some golfers. I brought them into our course. One was a plus golfer. Another was a scratch. They used the entire round. In the round, you know, I said, okay. You know, we sat down. This is my like question and answer period. I'm like, all right, what'd you think? They're like, great review. They loved it. And I said, how many strokes do you think they saved? And the plus guy goes, saved me 3 strokes a day. He shot 68, never played our course. And he goes, it saved me 3 strokes. I'm like, wow, that's amazing. You know, here you have this plus golfer shoots a 68. I'm like, wow, you just didn't have the reads. He goes, oh no. One of them, I was off on the read, but two of them, I was dead right, but it confirmed that I was right.
Hmm.
And I went straight at the cup. So to hear that, it kind of gave me goosebumps because it was a different, like me, that's not how I use it. You know, I'm trying to get the read. Like I generally think I have the read wrong, where this was the opposite mindset. So the better golfer you are, or shall I say the better green reading you are, this is more of a confirmation tool. Did I get it right? Or do I need to relook at this and maybe just, you know, it's a little further out to the left. Or if you're the type of person that just isn't a great green reader, it is just it's a jewel. I mean, you just stand behind your ball and you're like, it becomes obvious to you. And the one thing I'll have to tell you, and you probably saw out there, and you've heard a number of different tour players say it when they've heard it on camera, trust the book. They're mad at themselves because they didn't believe what the book said and they went with their human mind to read.
Yep.
And they missed and they're like, so, you know, that's my one word of advice. As long as you feel comfortable that you kind of oriented yourself correctly and that the ball and the cup are in the right basic area, you know, you got to trust the book. Like it's telling you what it really does. And that fallacy of, it always breaks towards the valley. That's what it is here. Well, it does until it doesn't, you know, until the architect said, whoop, I'm going to turn that green a little bit and it goes the other way. So like that local knowledge is great, except there's a lot of holes where it doesn't apply. And this breaks it down. You can see exactly where it breaks towards the valley and you can see exactly where it goes the complete opposite way.
And just to clarify too, you're not saying that local knowledge nor feel goes away while using that. In fact, what you're saying is it confirms
it.
What you think you know. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. We're not changing anything that's out there. We're just making it easier. And as kind of I talked about a little bit earlier, there's an art to this. So, you know, people that say, oh, you're cheating, this and that. No, no. You want to get really good at this? You got to study it. You know, I can tell you left and right and uphill or downhill, but if you truly want to learn the feel and what it means to be, is it inside left, you know, a cup 2 feet, you got to understand, oh, those arrows are pointing straight right and there's some contour lines. I don't like to cloud people's heads with, you know, learning, you know, every contour line is 3 inches of elevation, blah, blah, blah. Most people don't want to hear that.
Right.
But if you do start to dig into it, there's a wealth of information, you know, that you have at your fingertips if you want to dig in even deeper. And I've gotten pretty good at reading it. I can get pretty close now to understanding really what the putt does. Maybe not in a 40 footer. You know, it starts to get a little, if the green's tricky. Because you have a lot of net, right? Like you've got maybe some uphill and some downhill and, you know, maybe it nets out. But you do get like double breakers. It's such a treat when you see one in front of you because you see these arrows like, you know, kind of go out, down, back, and you're like, oh my God, that's a double breaker.
Yeah.
And definitely, and that, I really enjoy it.
It brings an enjoyment to the game that we're all supposed to enjoy anyway. But I found that it helps me enjoy an aspect of the game a little bit more that ultimately helps me come back for more to want to pull the book out again. It's a great way to spend an afternoon. Obviously, you're out there doing something you love. You bring this out, you're a little bit more educated. You're doing something new for the game that you've already enjoyed. And it helps you just to confirm, like you were saying, some of the things you might already know. Now, you had mentioned earlier that you've gotten a lot of warm reception for this. From a business standpoint, what does that feel like? You know, this concept that I am sure was probably a big jump, or at least a step, maybe out of someone's comfort zone a little bit. It's warmly received. How does the team feel when they hear that?
I think the beginning, they're like, oh, that's kind of cute. Just kind of the guys got lucky. You got the kind of the early adopters are going to come out and get this, and it's going to kind of go down. But it has just been, I mean, just continues to grow and grow. Our reorder rate for the past 2 months now has been over 22%. So 22% of the people have come back and have bought at least one more book.
Holy cow.
Which is the ultimate kind of, you know, pat on the back. I mean, that shows that, you know, let me just back up one. Our average order is basically 1.5 books if you kind of look at it. So most people are buying more than one book to start. And then we're seeing like 22% of the people are coming back and purchasing probably a third book. So, I mean, that's the ultimate form of flattery right there. And it's hearing people, like people are emailing us, and, you know, like just the feedback we're getting is so great. And it's really made it worth it. You know, it was a lot of work to get this thing up and running. And you're right. There were some people that were definitely raising their eyebrows. Like, wait, let me get this straight. You're a software company and you want to get in the printing business. You want to print a book. Like right. Something that, like, you know, like ink and paper, like, what is that? And you know, sometimes you just go with the gut, you know, we're entrepreneurs and we gave it a shot, and, you know, luckily this is one that took off. And I think next year is going to be ridiculous because, you know, this season we got kind of half the season and it was COVID, meaning that we missed out on all the tournaments. Most all golf courses were open, but a lot of the tournaments got canceled.
Right.
The ones that were open, we were selling 50, 100 books a crack to the golf courses. And they were, you know, member guests, members. And the feedback was great because it's new and it's different and usable, you know, at the event. So that was really cool to see that. And I feel like next year we're really going to be able to capitalize on that.
You know, once again, folks, we're talking to Mr. Pete Charleston of Golf Logics. And Pete, you know, the first time we had you on, we talked a lot about the enhancements of the app. We talked a lot about putt breaks. We talked about a lot of different things. We're talking about a new product today. I'm sure the listeners are going to go out and buy more than 1.5 average order. What's next for you guys? It's been an incredible year in the golf industry in 2020. You said you're looking ahead to 2021 already. What do you guys got cooking?
Man, We were hoping to get it out this year. We've got some new technology. We've actually been working on it for 2 years, and we just haven't. We're pushing the limits of what the phones can do. So it's phone technology within our app. And we just haven't quite gotten it there yet, but, and I can't even talk to it yet, but I can't wait to get back on and share with you and your listeners. It's such a cool technology. And I've been fortunate enough to see it work when it works. And it's so cool. And like takes what we're doing to a whole different level.
Awesome. Well, I'm going to hold you to that. We're going to bring you back on when we could talk more about it next year. Once again, folks, it's Mr. Pete Charleston of Golf Logix. Go out, take a look at what they have to offer with not only this product we talked about today, but everything they got going on in the app and everything else. Pete, keep disrupting everything. Keep doing it. You're doing a great job. People love what you guys have. I do too. We're going to bring you back on to talk more when you've got some good stuff to talk about.
Thank you so much. It's good to be back on, Adam. Really appreciate it.